Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to Be'ez Hashem do two shiurim because we have to catch up from my absence last week. So we're going to be starting Simon Shin Pei Aleph, and today first shiur is going to be Resh Mem Ches Amid Beis. So Si'ifim Aleph Beis and Gimel. So let's get started. Shin Pei Aleph Si'if Aleph Hamevatel Rishus Avot Yachar Kach Mi Beis LeChatzer. If a person is Mevatel Rishus and then he carried something out from his house to the Chatzer, B'Shogeg Eino Oser. If he did it B'Shogeg, he does not prohibit the other people from utilizing that bittul rishus, but b'mezid oser. If he did it b'mezid, he actually asers on everybody else. Sheharei choser mi bitulo shebitel. That's considered to be a retraction of his bittul rishus, meaning by going and now carrying something out from his house to the chatzer, he's utilizing the chatzer. So how could he say he was mevatel the rishus in the chatzer if he's utilizing the chatzer? And therefore, we interpret that as a retraction of the bittul rishus. Mishabura aleph votzi achar kach pir. He did something wrong by carrying something out. When he does it, b'mezid, now he ruined it for everybody else. No one else is allowed to carry in the chaser. Shari choser, sheniri kachoser, maxik perusha shabitel. It looks like he's retracting and going back on the bittel rishos. But he could always be mevatel rishos again. Kosev magen avram to learn in shu kachoser maxik al yadei hotzaa mi bias lechatzer, that it's only when he carries from the house to the chatzer that we view that as a retraction of his bittul rishus. Aval im machnis mechatzer le bias lo nira karotzer lachzer mepidul ahachzik bechatzer. If he carries from the chatzer into the house, we do not view that as a retraction of the bittul rishus. Kvark seven lel sim shin pesiv katan tazayin shakama poskim cholkim alze. Many poskim disagree. Usvira lehu and hold de ein chilik bein hotzaa lahachnasa, that there is no difference between carrying out and carrying in. Ukamod de lo machakina bein hotzaa lahachnasa linin hechzik. Kamoshem zayim hamechaber. Just as the mechaber is going to say at the end of this, if when it comes to being machzik, it doesn't make a difference whether you're carrying out or carrying in. So it does it either way. Whenever you're utilizing the chatzer in whichever direction, That is viewed as a retraction of his bittul rishos. Back up on top in the mechaber, v'mechziko bokvar. If the other residents of the chatzer were already machzik in the chatzer, they already took hold of the chatzer, shotziu mibateim lechatzer. And how did they do so? By carrying from their own homes to the chatzer. Oh, sheikh nisu michatzer lebateim. This is what the mishmar was just referring to. Or by carrying from the chatzer back into their own homes, ein yochalachzer mibitulo. Then it's too late for the guy to retract his bittul rishus because the other parties already took the gift that he gave them. He was mevatel rishus and they took hold of it. They took control of it. Ularashi ein chazaka mo elas elam kein echziku mishachashecha. However, Rashi holds to be for the other members of the chatzar to be machzik in the rishus. It only works if they did so on Shabbos. But if they only were machzik in the rishus before Shabbos, then the guy can still retract his bittul rishus. If the other parties were machzik in the chatzer before this guy brought his kelim out to the chatzer, einu yachal lachzer. He cannot retract anymore. Because chazaka works as a kinyan, and even though this is not a real chazaka, they're just carrying something. The chachamim are makil to treat it like a regular chazaka. And according to this opinion, the chazak is going to work even if he was machzik on Erev Shabbos after the bittel. Misha chashecha, the Rashi holds that the chazaka in the chatzer only works misha chashecha. Because carrying from your house into the chatzer doesn't have any meaning to it if it's not Shabbos. Meaning on a weekday, you're always allowed to carry from your house into the chatzer. So it only shows that you're trying to be machzik in the chatzer and in this guy's portion of the chatzer when you're doing it on Shabbos, when you're taking advantage of his bittul rishus. And the Be'er Halacha says we should be machmir like this opinion of Rashi. Now sif beis yesh bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. You could be mevatel rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Lo shna shtei chatzeros upesach meinein ve'ervu kalachas liatzma. And that's regardless of whether it's two chatzeros that have an opening in between them, and each one has their own independent eruv, veloshne ervu yachad. Or if if they have one big eruv between the two of them, that each one could be mevatel rishus to the other one, so that the other one is allowed to utilize the chatzer, and the one who's mevatel rishus is not allowed to. And nor does it make a difference if it's two chatzeros, one inside of the other, where only the outer one made an eruv, where the inner one is going to aser on the outer one. So it's able to be mevatel its rishus to the outer one, that the people in the inner one are not going to utilize the outer chatzer. And they say, we're never going to utilize the outer chatzer except for when we just need to leave. The only way out is through your chatzer. So we're just going to walk right through, but we're not carrying anything into there. We're not utilizing. We're not dilly-dallying in your chatzer just to get out. So that's enough of a bitul rishus for the people in the outer chatzer to then utilize that chatzer. Im ervu yachad v'nasru eruvan b'chitzona, or if they made one big eruv, and they keep the eruv in the outer chatzer, v'shachach echem ne'apnimis v'lo eruv, and one of the members of the inner chatzer did not participate in the eruv, yachal levatel rishuso, he's able to be mevatel his rishus, which means da'hainu sheyivatel rishuso l'kol echem mibnei apnimis v'gam l'kol echem mibnei achitzona, that he's mevatel his rishus to all of the members of the inner chatzer, as well as all of the members of the outer chatzer, v'yahu levado aser v'kulam utarim, and therefore only he, the guy who didn't participate in the eruv, is not going to be allowed to utilize that chatzer, but everybody else will be allowed to utilize that chatzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, Yesh bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, kamo sheyesh bitul rishus mebayis lebayis mechatzer echad. Just like you can have a bitul rishus from one house to the other, that the resident of this house is saying, I'm mevatel my rishus in this chatzer to you, the resident of the neighboring house, so too a chatzer could be mevatel, all the members of a chatzer could be mevatel the rishus in another chatzer to the members of that other chatzer. Ve'ervu kolachas yatzmas. We said, for example, you have two neighboring chatzeros that have a doorway in between them, and each one made their own eruv. Dilo eruv, because if they didn't make an eruv in mevatel, then there's no ability to be mevatel rishus. Commission as Rabbi Simchon paid the l'shaim in mevatel v'ich kol echad osar al chavero. Meaning you can't be mevatel rishus to more than one person because whoever you're mevatel rishus to still creates a problem for the other guy. So it has to be that the outer chatzer has their own eruv, and therefore they're viewed as a single entity, as a single unit. Now the members of the inner chatzer could be mevatel rishus to them because they are now a single unit. Veloshna eruv yachad, or if they all joined in one eruv, ma'ariv b'shachach shachach echad me'am v'lo eruv. And obviously we're talking about a case over here that you need a bitul rishus, which means somebody didn't participate in the eruv. Diyach levatel rishus l'bnei chatzer shelo v'gam l'bnei acheres. So whoever didn't participate in the eruv could be mevatel his rishus in the chatzer to all the other members of his own chatzer, as well as to the members of the neighboring chatzer. So this was going on where we said that each one could be mevatel rishus to the other one to make it permissible to utilize that other chatzer. This goes back to the case where each of the chatzeros made their own eruv. Anyone who is mevatel rishus is not allowed to carry from their homes to the chatzer. If it's only one guy that forgot to participate in the eruv, so he's not allowed to carry from his house to the chatzer, but all the other guys are allowed to carry from their homes to the chatzer. Ella hachi. So he said, if only the outer chatzer made an eruv, diim gama chitzona lo eruvu lo avshar bebitul. Because if even the outer chatzer did not make an eruv, then you can't be mevatel rishus to them, as we said before. Deim mevatel rishus l'shnayim v'chanal. You can't be mevatel rishus to more than one person. Levada. So this was going on. Ela chitzona levada. Va'as havi apnimis regal asur b'mkom v'asar shlo b'mkom v'kanal b'sim shnayin ches. Meaning, if the inner chatzer didn't have an eruv, the outer chatzer had an eruv. So the inner chatzer is a regal ha'asura b'makoma. They're not allowed to utilize their chatzer, and therefore their rights in the outer chatzer create a problem for all the b'nei ha'outer chatzer. So b'shah shetzricha latzeis, and so they could be mevatel rishus and say, we're not going to use the outer chatzer except to walk through when we need to get out. Dangerous regaloser el im asiyas tashmish, that just passing through is not going to aser unless they actually do something in the aruch hatzar. Only that would be a retraction of the bittul rishos. V'nasnu eruvan bechitzona, they put the eruv in the aruch hatzar, lav davka. When we say that they put their eruv in the aruch hatzar, so this was going on a case where they made one big eruv and they keep the eruv in the aruch hatzar. So he says it doesn't have to be that they keep the eruv in the aruch hatzar. Do what din v'nasnu eruv bepnimis? It could be they keep the eruv in the inner chatzar. Either way, the inner chatzar has to be mivatel the rishus to both to the members of both chatzeros. And it would not be enough to be mivatel rishus to only the members of the inner chatzar. And then to say that oh he's only a guest among them and he doesn't aser on them. And then they'll say we're not going to use the outer chatzar at all. The kivan shei ivus b'mehem, because since the problem came from the inner chatzer, sharei echad mimnei chatzerim shachach li'arev, because one of their members forgot to participate, yevshalem listalik mimnei chitzona, they cannot cut themselves off from the members of the outer chatzer, achashen neschabru mitchili yachad al yidei erev echad, since initially they had made one big erev between both chatzeros. V'gam l'kol echad mimnei hachitzona. So we said that Yasmin Vatal Rishos to each of the Bnei Apnimis and to each of the Bnei Achitzona, Shinasu Khatzer Echad Ali Dei Eruv, because it becomes one big Chatzer through this Eruv. Hafilum Yirtu Bnei Apnimi Listalik Atzman Min Achitzona. And even if the members of the inner Chatzer want to remove themselves from the outer Chatzer, Gamke Lomahani Bibitul Levad Apnimi Levad, Bibitul Bnei Apnimi Levad. It doesn't help to be Mevatal only to the Bnei Apnimi, you can also have Karnakodim, just like we explained. Meaning, once you made a big Eruv that joins both Chatzeros, the members of the inner Chatzer can't say, oh, we have nothing to do with the outer Chatzer, we're closed off from them. No, you've joined in with them. And that's especially true if that one big Eruv is being kept in the outer Chatzer. Then it's obvious that the people in the inner Chatzer can't say that we have nothing to do with the outer Chatzer. Their Eruv is in the outer Chatzer. Only the guy who forgot to participate is not going to be allowed to carry. That means he's not allowed to carry from his bayis to the chatzer. Sif Gimel, yesh bitul rishos b'churba. You have a bitul rishos even in a ruin. Shem hayu shnei batim v'churba b'neim. If you have two houses and there's a churba in between them, shehi shel shneim, and that churba belongs to both of them. V'shachu v'lo irvu, and they forgot to make an eruv. Yochel echel levatul rishos l'chavero liyosu mutar bo. One could be mevatul rishos to the other guy. The guy, the people in house A can be mivatel rishos to the people in house B, and therefore the people in house B are going to be allowed to use that churba. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin, b'churba v'lar min shlo kilucham bitul rishos al b'chatzer shlofnei abatim shabu wikar tashmisham. Because one might have thought that this whole takana that you're allowed to do a bitul rishos and that's going to make everything okay, that's only when it's really needed. It's a chatzer, it's something that you use a lot. But a churba, what are you using a churba for anyway? So maybe it shouldn't matter so much. No, we still allow bitul rishos. So to summarize what we did today, we said that if you're mevatel rishus and then you utilize the chatzer before the other parties were machzik in it, that's interpreted as a chazara from the bitul rishus. But we did have a machlokas: does utilizing the chatzer mean carrying to the chatzer or even carrying from the chatzer to your house? And then in Siv Beis we said that when we gave a whole bunch of different cases of two chatzeros that neighbor one another and have a pesach between them, and how one could be mevatel rishus to the other when they have one eruv between them, two separate eruvin, pnimis chitzona. We gave all of these different details, and then in Siv Gimel we said that the takana of bitul rishus applies not only to a chatzer, it applies even to a churba. So Bez Hashem, right now we'll learn. See if we'll move on to the next.